Government projects?
Yeah, those government houses. I call them 235 homes.
Why?
235, that's for poor folks.
What does the number mean, though? I don't understand.
I don't know what that 235 means, but it's if you were on the property list, below, you know, the natural average of money, then you can rent one of those.
Is 235 $235?
No. No, I don't mean that. It's just a government, 235 home they call it.
Oh, it's
some
a government.
Government project.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, just 235, what they call it.
Up here where Spring Hill and St. Stephen's intersect?
Milton State? Oh, no. Oh, you talk about up there at Five Points.
Okay. And are there any other little areas that have special names like that?
Down in the south part of the city, they call it Oakdale.
Mm-hmm.
Oakdale Community.
Now, is that colored or white?
No, that's white.
Okay.
Well, it's mixed now. I mean, it was at one time practically all white.
Mm-hmm.
Then they had, when I was a kid, down on Texas Street, and you'd hear the colored people, like if they was up in town, one would be on one corner and one would be on the other.
Uh-huh.
It'd be nighttime, and all you could see was just the white of the eye. And one fellow hollered, "Hey, Joe," he said, "where you stay?" He said, "Well, I was down the bank." He said, "Where you is?" "I was cross town." "Yeah, I'll be over to see you." Don't give no name of no street, no number, nothing. And that's what they call down Texas Street, down the bay. Beauregard Street was cross town.
Oh, I see. But they knew exactly what they were talking about.
Yeah, when they say, "I was down the bay," you'd go down that way and find him. You'd just ask, "Well, Joe so-and-so live." You'd find him, say, way over here in the north part of town. Or cross town. They never did say no name, no street, or no nothing.
Isn't that strange?
Yeah, and I've seen it when I was a kid. Oh, man, I'd hear them colored hollering at, you know, at one another.
Yeah.
And you can't even see them. It'd be so black and dark, you couldn't even see them. But you'd hear them talking.
They'd be like across the street from each other?
No, they'd be a block away.
A block away?
Yeah, almost a block away. Yeah, right out a block away, just hollering loud at one another. Yeah. And years ago, when I was a kid, I remember, down at the foot of Slava Street, there was a fish market and a general store, Mangold's General Store, and the all the boats used to come in there, right where the Southern Fish and Oyster is now.
Mm-hmm.
And all these boats, the shrimp boats, and the oyster boats, and snapper boat, or fishing boats, that goes, you know, way out in the Gulf and they come in.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they'd all meet right there. Kind of like Fisherman's Wharf in San Francisco. I mean, years ago, but it's not that way no more. They done the new modern thing is taking over the freeway and all that. They threw all them old buildings down.
Well, that's too bad.
So that's right. It's not like it used to be.
Oh, I have a question for you. That USS Alabama battleship.
Yeah.
Was that at Pearl Harbor? Somebody told me that was at Pearl Harbor. I don't know if it's the same battleship.
I don't remember.
Are they still wrestling?
No, I don't think so. No, I need to get that up. I mean, when they got out of school. Okay.
What do you think about professional wrestling? Is it
shoot. Professional wrestling is just as fake as I am.
Are you fake?
Heck yeah.
But that is all set up ahead of time, isn't it?
Yes, ma'am.
That's what I thought.
It is.
What do you think about, you like professional boxing don't you?
Yeah.
You keep up with it?
I did until they started all this monkey shining, making it like the wrestling.